As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. This summer, there's only one trusted place that lets you get in on all your favorite sports betting action. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Or text BETNOW to 238-669. That's BETNOW to 238-669 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this summer. From Major League Baseball to the Women's World Cup and all things UFC, BetOnline.ag has you covered. Visit BetOnline.ag and don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Dan Patrick.
Season's greetings from all of us at the Dan Patrick Show.
Only the best people work on holidays.
Dan and the Danettes are off.
This is what we do for the holidays.
But the Dan Patrick Show continues straight on into 2020.
Who here has their house decorated?
Yeah, we got all kinds of special things that we have like around the door. And
can you bring in a picture?
Snowflakes. Yeah, I can take a picture.
Yeah,
he brings in a company to decorate his house for Christmas.
I think I'm less lazy, more just I just know my limitations and I can't.
Hang something up and another man can.
That's correct.
But the playoffs are approaching, and college bowl season is here. From the Mercedes-Benz Studios in Los Angeles, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio, Christmas Eve. And it's also Lakers-Clippers Eve as well. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Dan. That's day two of Hanukkah as well.
That's right. It's a day two.
We got a lot to celebrate. We got Ryan Hollins coming up in about 15 minutes, former Clipper, now does radio here with us at Fox Sports Radio, does TV all over the place, is a Clippers analyst. We'll take a look at Lakers-Clippers with him. But obviously the story of the night coming into today It was supposed to be the Kirk Cousins game. It was not the Kirk Cousins game, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes. At least it was a Kirk Cousins game in my mind. But something we haven't gotten into a lot today that I want to talk about for a couple minutes is after the Packers won last night, you know, they manhandled the Vikings, 23-10 is the final. The Vikings are really not competitive in the second half in this game.
Are you a little mixed on the Packers after watching that game? Does it change your opinion of the Packers at all?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They were a team that still had too many question marks, but last night I think you saw everything at the peak of their powers, and this is where they should be at the end of the season. You saw the defense dominate the way they did. You saw Aaron Jones, which now this Packers team is now Aaron Jones driven. It's not Aaron Rodgers driven. It's Aaron Jones driven. He's dynamic, and when he's won five games all by himself this year with 200-plus yard performances, he's got 19 touchdowns. I mean, this is the guy that makes the offense go. When they give him the football, good things happen. He needs to get the ball more than 10 to 15 times a game. He's got more touches than that, but he is that dynamic a player, and we talked about that. Listen, it's kind of like when Elway got Terrell Davis at the end of his career and started winning Super Bowls. This is where Aaron Jones is for Aaron Rodgers, because Rodgers, he's had a good season. He's been an very Aaron Rodgers, but he's only got three 300-yard games. They win last night despite the fact he didn't throw a touchdown. Third time this year they've won a game where he hasn't thrown a touchdown.
I think that's an impressive stat. It really is, because you said it before. Coming into this year, when Aaron Rodgers didn't throw a touchdown, was it 4-10 coming into this
4-10
year?
4-10 when he didn't throw a touchdown.
And now they're 3-0. This year they're 3-0, yeah. And it tells you the team is more balanced and have more things going. And down there, he has a running back who can get into the end zone.
That's all the difference. Look, he's never had a running back this dynamic. They've had get-by running backs and guys that, well, let's try to get by here with Ty Montgomery and move him from wide receiver to running back. And, hey, look, we hit lightning in a bottle for 4 weeks. But now it's we have a loaded, fully loaded team that we can win a defensive struggle. We can win a game where we have to run the football. And now if we need to, Aaron Rodgers can still be that quarterback that can throw for 350 yards and four touchdowns. He hasn't needed to, and he hasn't done it this year, but this shows you now the balance of power as far as importance to the offense. It's Rodgers that's kind of taken the 1A spot to Aaron Jones, because he's the guy that's making this team go.
No doubt about it. And it's about winning. We talk about it all the time. And Aaron Rodgers, he said all the right things. We got a new young coach, right? Mm-hmm. And the coach younger than him.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
What do you think, kid?
Here's an accomplished quarterback who's won a couple of MVPs, won a Super Bowl, has the best quarterback rating of any quarterback in the history of the National Football League, has the best touchdown-to-interception ratio, and by far better than any other player quarterback who's ever played in the National Football League. So when you look at all that stuff, and that he would be willing to take a back seat, and he has another guy here who's a touchdown machine, and they're winning. They won a division again, and they got a chance. The last time that they – and here's the other part, the stat that jumps out at you. And if you're still not buying into the Packers and you think it's smoke and mirrors and you really haven't watched them closely, 8-1 against teams with a winning record this year. I think that speaks volumes, which, of course, is by far the best record in the NFL. And you know how hard it is to beat good teams. Mm-hmm. So – for the Packers to be able to do that, they swept the Bears this year. They swept the Vikings, and then they have the Lions. If they win the last game of the year against the Lions, they will swept the NFC North.
They had that outlier against the Chargers, though, which is one of those. Hey, well, what happened there?
No, it was a bad game. They had two really bad games. Mm-hmm. Remember, they came to California both times. 49ers never got off the plane, and the Chargers never got off the plane. They were just bad, and they lost both of those games. And the other game they lost was the Eagles. When the Eagles were desperate, their season was on the brink, they came in to Lambeau, and they beat the Packers.
Yeah, look,
and they beat them by
12-3. Look, you're going to lose three games, right? Every team is going to win three games. Every team is going to lose three games. Now, what do you do with the other 10? That's kind of where it is. But no, this team is now complete, and it's Aaron Jones driven. Now, before we get to Kirk Cousins, something that's getting a lot of attention here, the handshake. At the end of the game last night, Matt LaFleur and Mike Zimmer. The game had been over for a little while because the Vikings could muster no offense against the Green Bay Packers. Matt LaFleur is a young coach. He just clinched winning the division. And Mike Zimmer comes to midfield, and usually you get the coaches, they shake hands, they hug, they whisper something to one another. Sometimes the conversation goes another 5 or 6 seconds.
Sometimes it's just a handshake.
Sometimes a handshake and a hug.
Right.
And Zimmer just comes up and gives the quick handshake and turns and runs away. And I thought that was a little low class. The guy just went, yes, you lost, right? But show some class when you go, the game is over now, and I get that you have a lot of emotions going on. You're upset.
That was a huge game.
Yeah, and you're upset at how it went. I get it. But this is not your first game coaching in the National Football League. You've coached a long time. This is how it works. You shake hands. You congrats. Unless something happened during the game which you want to yell at the coach for, like your Jim Harbaugh running down the field going, hey, great game, man. Great. Unless something like that happens.
Right. That was the Jim Schwartz
and Harbaugh. Schwartz and Harbaugh. Yeah, right. When he comes, hey, great game,
man. Covering that game. He was so pissed. Because you remember the 49ers won the game on the last play
right.
at the goal line. Mm-hmm. And the Lions were rolling back then, and Schwartz was bummed out.
Yeah. If this was Belichick or Andy Reid or Mike Tomlin, people would be losing their minds. What kind of handshake is that? No, Mike Zimmer's got to show a little bit more class than that. Hey, congrats. Great game. Congratulations.
And just keep going. That's all right. You don't have to hug the guy. You don't have to be in love with him. But that, if you're going to do the handshake that Zimmer did last night, don't even bother. Wave to the coach. You've seen that before,
mm-hmm.
where you just wave,
just
right?
Wave and go to the locker room.
And go to the locker room and just go, all right, I got you.
Hey, good game, I got it. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's better than going over and giving somebody, it ain't even a dead fish. I don't even know what that was. That was like a fish on a hook. Because he pulled it back so quick, he barely touched skin.
Yeah, nobody wants to go congratulate the other team after a game. Nobody wants to do that. But you go do, especially after you get your butt kicked like that. But everybody does. Look, as a youth soccer and softball coach, I know. We lost our team, not to equate this with the National Football League, but just how everybody knows. I coached my daughter's team. We were undefeated, right? And we lost in the semifinals.
Wow, I had to hurt.
We got ripped, right? It was like 8-4. They were the better team. Girls on my team are crying. They're so upset. What happened? But I said, we got to go shake hands. We go. And do I want to shake hands with everybody? They're all running through the line like, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. The other coach is happy. He's looking at me going, yeah, we got you. But you go shake hands and go, coach, congratulations. Go win the championship. Congratulations. I mean, I didn't want to do it, but you got to do it because that's how you do. That's how you show class and you show your teammates and you show the girls how to act. And, look, Mike Zimmer, not that he needs to show the way for other players, but, look, there's cameras on you. And you look like a sore loser. You're still 11-4 and going to the playoffs. And it just didn't work out for you at home. I get it, but this is not your first rodeo.
Right, and that's the way to do it. Basically, like you say, it's on camera. Everything is recorded now. So you need to be like, remember that people are looking, and you're right. It comes off as a sore loser, all right? Because if you would have won the game, you would have been out there for the handshake.
It would have been a great hey,
exactly.
I'll shake hands with anybody.
Exactly.
That's how it goes.
So you can't have it both ways, and that was a bad look for Zimmer on that. Big time. Now, when you did it with the soccer team.
Oh, that was tough.
It was bad because you had peanut butter on your hand.
It was tough. No, it was just a couple weeks ago.
Is that right?
It was tough. Look, and every day since, something was there, stuff I could have done during the game. The last thing I want to do is go shake hands because everybody else is happy and my girls are crying. I got to find a way to pick them up and everything else. But you go do it because that's how it works. And I know the coach is he's saying blank you to me because it's like, yeah, you didn't lose a game all year, and I got you here in the semis.
And right,
I'm like,
and
okay,
good too.
All right, great. I'll shake your hand. Hey, great game. That's how it works. And now, not quite the night that Kirk Cousins had, which is supposed to be the Kirk Cousins game, which didn't turn out that way, but...
That was according to you. I tried to warn you yesterday.
You did. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes. I said last night was going to be the Kirk Cousins game. It was going to be the night where he flipped the narrative, 0-8 primetime games, couldn't beat good teams. It was all set for him, a home game, everything at stake. Yes, no Dalvin Cook, but this should have been a game where they come out on fire with a chance to win the division, with a chance for home playoff games, chance to not have to worry about going on the road and winning somewhere you don't want to play, like Seattle or San Francisco. All those things are out there, but instead they come up empty and lame, and Cousins has a bad game. Not to make an excuse for him,
mm-hmm.
because he played poorly, but he was under a lot of pressure, uncharacteristically under a lot of pressure most of the night. They didn't run a lot of play action, which is what the Vikings do. It's what Kirk Cousins does pretty well. Watching the game, I just felt like the Vikings were kind of going through the motions on offense. And almost like, was it a preseason game where you don't want to show too much? Oh, you know, or
for a game that was a division mainly, on the line, that's what you felt like?
I don't know. You know, because I'm trying to come up with a good analogy for what it was, why they played the way they did. And I keep going back to, if you told me a football team doesn't practice for the entire week and then just shows up for the game, that's how they would play. I mean, offensively, that's how they would play. Defensively, they gave up. They got gashed on the ground. This is a pretty decent defense. It's like the Christmas week came, and the Packers practiced for the game. The Vikings took the week off and showed up Monday. I mean, obviously, they didn't do that, but that's kind of the difference in the level of play between those two teams.
How big about the loss of Dalvin Cook not in that game? And you know, he's an engine on that team. And I get Kirk Cousins, after week four, has played a lot better because he got called out early on in the season for not playing well, and he has played better. But Dalvin Cook is a big part of that team as well, and I think the absence of that, where you make them, you just make him, you make that team one-dimensional where Kirk Cousins has to be it. And the Packers were able to stop that down because Dalvin Cook, one of the best running backs in the league.
One of the top three running backs in the league.
All year. So that was a big loss for them.
Yeah, the thing, what you found out last night about the Vikings is that what you want out of your franchise quarterback is that once in a while, you need to win a game all by yourself. Right? This is what the Patriots count on Tom Brady to do. The Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Mostly, when you're paying a guy that kind of money, once in a while, you got to win a game all by yourself. Look, even Jimmy Garoppolo is starting to do it now with the 49ers, where they're not playing at their best level when he didn't do that earlier in the season.
Totally.
That's what you're expecting out of Kirk Cousins. Hey, dude, once in a while, you got to win a game by yourself here when we need it. And he's got great numbers, right? He's going to be he's a 30-touchdown, 10-interception. 4,500 yard a year quarterback, which are great numbers. Any team would sign up for those numbers in a second, but he's not a guy that when we need a big win, hey, we need 3 touchdowns and 350 out of you today, he's not going to do it.
No,
that's what you learned about him.
Well, and it's, what is he now? 0-9 on Monday Night Football. The big games, even his lifetime record, when you talk about beating teams over 500, I just gave you the Packers 8-1 mark against teams with a winning record. That's not what he does, and I'm talking about Kirk Cousins, and that might have been the reason why Washington never committed to him, despite drafting him, despite watching every snap, every practice. They franchise tagged him twice, paid him a lot of money with the franchise tag, but refused to commit the kind of dollars. And when you think about it, he only got a 3-year deal, right, with Minnesota, and all guaranteed money. But Washington would have no part of it. It says something that they saw.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1, Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. We got more NFL on the way coming up next. Ryan Holland stops by, NBA analyst, as we preview Lakers Clippers. We'll talk load maintenance and are we going to see the stars actually on the court tomorrow on Christmas Day? That's coming up next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Everybody's got a to-do list. I get one from my wife. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, figure out something to get out of the house so I can relax. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. The good thing, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Do you like extra money in your pocket? Do you like not having to drive somewhere to pick something up? This is the way to do it. It just may be the most rewarding thing on your to-do list today. That's geico.com.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show, Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes today. Happy Christmas Eve, second day of Hanukkah as well. Really, Lakers-Clippers Eve is what it is. I mean,
is that what it is?
Look, there's going to be, as long as everybody plays, and we're getting late reports that LeBron is expected to play tomorrow.
Right now that they're both, him and AD, are listed as questionable.
This is questionable for why Leonard should play. I mean, this is going to be the biggest game to look forward to since probably one of the Lakers Heat games, you know, early on in the whole, you know, we had the first Shaq against the Lakers Christmas Day game. Then you had the LeBron versus Kobe Christmas Day game.
Can
I think it was 2012.
If there was no LeBron, AD, or Kawhi, what would the response be in America on Christmas Day if those guys didn't
We'd be
play?
Getting more Knicks games.
Is that what it's, we wouldn't get that. No, that's not going to happen.
No, we're not. Yeah, I think the Knicks are just never going to be good again. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Joining us now on the hotline to preview the big day on Christmas Day.
Oh, the big dog.
10-year NBA vet, former L.A. Clipper, NBA analyst extraordinaire and someone who I guarantee you is wearing less than $50 worth of clothes right now. It is Ryan Hollins. What's happening, dude? How are you, man?
What's up, brother?
What's up? Good morning.
Hey, oh, my God.
Dude, I think you missed your calling, man. We saw this story from Sam Amick in The Athletic yesterday that, according to Uncle Dennis, according to his report, Uncle Dennis, Kawhi Leonard's uncle, was asking teams for part ownership and a private plane and a house and all kinds of perks to go sign. Dude, you should have done that coming out of school. You've been a trendsetter.
Oh, man, I don't know if the Ryan Hollins train was moving like that, man.
Yeah, your train probably derailed before you got there.
I like how he went third person, though.
I know.
The Ryan Hollins train wasn't moving that way.
Guys, you know you get me on radio. You never know what you might get, man. You know how we get down, fellas.
What do you think of this story with all the claims that Uncle Ben is supposed to
be? Sounds like sour grapes to me, but I want to hear what you have to say.
I'm surprised that the teams in free agency even leaked that. I definitely hear what you're saying, Rob. That was my first thought. That
yeah.
kind of what happens in free agency kind of stays there. I am intrigued on if the Clippers did have to bend to that, and we can't assume to say that they did or didn't. That's not fair. Fair to do, but I'm really incredibly intrigued on how this process went down. Was this more of a, I don't want to join LeBron, I don't want to go back to Toronto, so I ultimately want to play with the Clippers, so let me see what you guys are willing to give. But make no doubt, this is going to raise an investigation or suspicions into the Clippers and what they were able to do to get Kawhi. Now, ultimately, I believe, and we always knew, they were his favorite. The Clippers were kind of clear-cut ahead, and they prepared themselves for Kawhi Leonard. So I don't believe that they had to do anything. I don't ultimately know. I can't speak to that. But after what Kawhi went through and the way he really was king of the NBA, dude, it doesn't surprise me one bit that he had these demands. And I can't say that if I wasn't Kawhi Leonard and I got traded left for dead and won a championship, I wouldn't ask for the whole house, man, ownership, private plane, you know, all these things too. And, you know, professional sports, these things, those type of assets aren't that far away for those type of players. You do what you have to do because you know what he means to your franchise.
And Ryan, I'm with you. It's negotiation. You ask for the moon. You don't know what they might give you or come up with. But the other part is, don't forget, every time he moved, when he left San Antonio, he lost $40 million. When he went to Toronto, he lost $40 million. Do you know what I mean? He lost a lot of money on moving around.
Supermax.
No doubt. So that's why he couldn't get that deal. And but this is, to me, sour grapes by the Lakers to leak this out, to put this out there.
Allegedly.
No,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
But, allegedly.
But this is where I think, where else would they get that story? How else would they know what was in negotiations? I'm just saying, allegedly by the Lakers, it comes off as sour grapes.
Well, the big thing is, it's not about the Kawhi Leonards. It's about the next Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
And you do have to be careful how you respond or how you leak private information. I don't know how it happened, but somebody gave it up or somebody, you know, it may have been so profound in the sense that you go, oh, can you believe, oh, he asked for this and this, and that's why he didn't go, I know how these situations go. I remember in Cleveland when I joined the team post-LeBron, and there was a big courtship in Cleveland for Dan Gilbert and everybody to keep LeBron. And there was such a disdain, not just from the fact that LeBron had left, but it was the eggshells that everybody had to walk on. And it was a frustration, and it just echoed through the entire organization that you would be the guy fired if you were the chef and you messed up LeBron's eggs
right.
and you enraged him. You know what I'm saying? So everyone having to walk on those eggshells is what was frustrating. It wasn't necessarily that he left and that he kept the card so tight. So now those same frustrations spill out. There's a thin line between love and hate between Ryan Hollins and Rob Parker and Jason Smith starts to spill out, guys, when they don't show up.
Well, wasn't that the deal you made with Cleveland when you requested a limousine and a bottle of champagne to and from every practice?
I think it came in the form of now and laters.
Okay. Now and laters, very nice.
Now and laters, an extra pair of tights, and I got the deluxe room rather than the standard.
Well, you can put the two beds together so that you can fit them.
Yeah, I got the double beds. Okay.
Right. Hey, what's the weirdest thing you have heard either you yourself or somebody else ask for in a contract?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if you guys know this, and you know, it stood out when it was told to me, the love of the game clause. For those who don't know, maybe it's not as sexy as what you were looking for, Jason. But the love of the game clause means if I am signed to your team and I get hurt outside of a team obligation, I forget what's the kid from the Sonics. You remember it, Rob. And he got hurt snowboarding. His contract can be voided
right.
because he was snowboarding. But if you have love of the game, you can go out and get hurt perhaps in a pickup basketball game, and your contract won't be voided.
Right, right. Even though it's not otherwise, a team, even though it's not a team sanctioned event.
Teams, exactly. Right. Just say, hey, we know this guy is, you know, working on his game. So if he goes out and he gets hurt, it's okay. You actually have to get that in the contract.
You remember?
Oh, that was Radmanovich, right?
That was Radmanovich.
That's right. Okay.
You remember Jay Williams with the Bulls was in a motorcycle accident. He was driving his motorcycle, and he was seriously injured. And the Bulls didn't have to give him any money. And if I remember correctly, they gave him $1 million as a parting gift when they didn't by contract. Didn't have to give him anything.
Yeah. No, they do not have to because it was not a team, essentially a team event. So, yeah, it's just intriguing. There's a lot of different elements. So, you know, we know it. Obviously, let's say you try for less or a team goes, man, well, I only have the mid-level or half the mid-level for you, which at, you know, my time with half of 5 minutes with 2.5 million, who knows what it's now, probably 3, 6, 7, half that mid-level. And they go, well, maybe we can take care of you in other ways, you know. So you try to be creative in some of those circumstances, but it really hampers the teams because there's only so much that they can do. And like we saw what brought out with Minnesota when they got Joe Smith, you know, they're trying to do whatever they can get them. They're a small market team, but they got penalized heavily because they went outside of the CBA.
Ryan Hollins with us here on the Dan Patrick Show, brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way in the all-new GT four-door coupe because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. All right, so Ryan, if everything is equal tomorrow and Kawhi is playing and LeBron is playing and AD is playing, how does Lakers-Clippers go?
It'll be the Clippers between 5 and 10. The reason that I would say the Clippers is right now, Frank Vogel's put in a new system. New system, everything's new. The best thing that the Lakers are doing is they're getting it done defensively, but offensively they're not that great. So when LeBron and AD go against guys that are equally matched as far as talent-wise, size-wise, and they can't just overpower them, they're having problems right now. Not because they're bad players or bad basketball teams, but now your execution is going to have to show out and prevail. And that's something right now that the Lakers are missing. And the Clippers, you know, Kawhi Leonard, the best part about him, he's a plug-and-play type of player. What do I mean? You plug him in. He defends and he hits shots. You don't necessarily even have to run plays for him, and that comes from playing in San Antonio early in his career. They didn't run plays for him. And Kawhi figured out how to be effective without the basketball in hand. So that's why he fits with the Clippers a lot more seamless than Anthony Davis and LeBron than the rest of that crew over there.
How about the Lakers start? Obviously, most people were surprised. Schedule was a little soft earlier. Then they wound up beating some pretty good teams on the road. So it's a legit start. But isn't it in the NBA more about how you finish, go heading into the playoffs, rather than how you start? Sometimes I think when you look at even what the Lakers did, they didn't even have the best. They were tied for the best record. And even the Clippers, who didn't have Paul George the entire year and Kawhi Leonard missing 8 games, only had two wins less than the Lakers, and they had an unbelievable start.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I will say the one thing to the Lakers' credit, they've impressed me defensively. That's something that we didn't see coming.
Especially the blocks, and right?
Absolutely. And they got, heck, you get Dwight Howard by accident. That's just God's grace, okay? They can't even credit for that. But when you go out and you defend, it patches up a lot of holes that we didn't see last year. And everybody kept trying to figure, what's wrong with the Lakers? What's wrong with the Lakers last year? They don't play any defense, guys. That's a big part. When you play defense, it allows you a buffer. Go ahead and watch Tom Brady. Tom Brady's going to slop his way to a playoff win or two. Why? Because they're going to grind you out and they're going to defend. And that's what the Lakers, they become comfortable with coming out and playing defense and winning games the hard way. Now, obviously, they're going to lose some tough games. They're going to get to a point like against that Milwaukee game where you're going to live to fight again another day. We're going to give a push, and then if we don't have it, guys, we're going to chalk it up and go home because there's much more left in the season. But defensively, with that veteran squad, they got rolling. And what's interesting with the Lakers this year right now, opposed to last year and a couple other organizations, you don't see a lot of youth on that team. So that's why you get into grooves where veterans, you don't have to coach them up too much. Hey, man, come out and do what you do. Jared Dudley goes to end the corner, hits some threes. Avery Bradley pick up full court. I know who you're going to be from night to night. And that's why the Lakers have had a lot of success. But they still have a lot to figure out. So the best is yet to come for this team.
NBA analyst Ryan Hollins with us. You can follow him on Twitter at the Ryan Hollins. That's at the Ryan Hollins. As always, my friend, appreciate your time. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, appreciate it, Ryan.
Hey, you guys sound amazing, man. Keep it up. I appreciate you for having me.
All right, man. Take it easy. Great stuff there from Ryan Hollins. You know, here's why Ryan Hollins is a great dude. Right? When he does Clipper talk, right? Clippers post game. Okay. He's on TV. You know, my show is on after your show, after Odd Couple.
Yes.
And the game ends like around 10:30. Our time. And so he comes on the air. He's got his phone with him. And so I'll send him a text. I go, dude, say hi to us by scratching the middle of your nose in the next segment. Or scratch the top
I'll
of your head.
You.
And he always does it.
Is that right?
In fact, one time he scratched the top of his head, and he did it like twice to make sure we saw it. And Jeannie Zelasko, who was doing the show with him, was like, are you okay? What's wrong? He's like, no, I'm good. He's just scratching his head to say
hi. Is that dandruff? What is that? What's going on?
No, he's the best, man.
No doubt.
Great stuff there from Ryan Hollins. And if you missed any of our celebrity interviews, whether it's Ryan Hollins or Softie Naylor earlier today from KJR.
You might want to hear that again. I had to go after Softy.
He's gonna kick your ass, man. I'm telling you, there's gonna be a fist fight going on.
I'm going to Seattle in a couple of weeks.
You can't go there ever again after today. Not anymore. You're done. You're gonna be in the plane, and they're gonna go, there he is, seat 7G.
There he
Let's
is.
Go get him with pitchforks. If you missed any of those interviews this week from Mercedes AMG Man Cave, just go to the Dan Patrick app where you can watch and listen from inside the Mercedes AMG Man Cave. Mercedes AMG driving performance. But you know, the big topic between the Lakers and the Clippers the past week has been the revolving war around load maintenance. Right?
Load management.
Right. And load maintenance. And it's a bad name. I mean, I'm using it around my house now. But wife says, what are we going to do today? I go, nothing. I need a load management day. I need a load maintenance day. We're just going to let her sit on the couch and watch Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. So it was kind of fired off. Look, Kawhi Leonard has sat out a bunch of games. Doc Rivers was asked about the load maintenance situation, and he said, well, Clippers, we do what we do, and the Lakers, whatever LeBron wants. LeBron runs around and says, listen, if I'm healthy, I'm playing. And with this, the guys that are questionable, LeBron and AD, this is more injury preventative maintenance than it is load management. But the reason LeBron can stand up and say, hey, I'm playing, if I'm healthy, I'm playing, is because, make no mistake about it, last year, the entire year for LeBron James was load management. He comes to L.A., he's here for 12 hours, agrees to come to the Lakers, takes off on vacation, comes back, doesn't really meet the media, never gets...
No, he didn't never had a press conference.
No, never had a press conference, shows up, never endears himself to his teammates.
Remember the Blaze pizza thing? He also,
it was in my neighborhood.
I haven't had a pizza party or whatever, so all these people showed up. But he put it out there on his social media.
There
Culver
were news
City,
fans.
Right.
There were all news out trucks there.
It was 100 degrees that day.
Oh,
kids
awful.
Are out there.
And what happens? Then his wife puts out a picture on Instagram of LeBron in the pool.
Exactly.
I'm not coming. Even though I said Blaze Pizza in Culver City, I'm not coming there. All right? His entire year has been, I'm here, and that's all that matters. When he gets there beginning of the year, he announces 4 business deals because he wanted Los Angeles. He wanted the Lakers for the brand as he's setting up his life post-basketball. But he kept every one of his teammates at arm's length. The young players never embraced him. He never embraced them. He only celebrated big plays with the veterans. When he broke the scoring mark, nobody really went crazy congratulating him. How many weeks was he out with a groin injury that was supposed to be day-to-day?
And then he came back and said that, playoff mode? He had activated playoff mode?
Yeah.
And then they lost to the Suns, the Grizzlies, and the Hawks.
And he was done.
And it was all over.
All of last year, both physically and mentally for him, was load maintenance. Because LeBron is about finals and winning championships. He knew last year wasn't a year for that. He knew the Lakers weren't talented enough that even if he finds a way to get them in the playoffs, they're just going to lose to the Rockets or Golden State because they were both loaded. So I'm taking this year off. I'm going to save miles on my legs. And then when we get a team that I'm ready to embrace, then I'm ready. And I said it last year. You watch when the Lakers get Anthony Davis in the offseason. LeBron is going to be reinvested. He's going to play at a Hall of Fame level like he's played with. And all the pundits and experts are going to go, boy, we shoveled dirt on LeBron James too soon. No, last year was a load maintenance year. So he's fresher this year. So he can play well in all games and handle the ball a lot. That's what it's all about. He took an entire season of load maintenance.
I get all that, but I still say in year 17, you just don't know. As we go, I think LeBron has overdone it from the standpoint of he had something to prove this year because they didn't make the playoffs. People talk bad about him. He didn't play defense often. Am I right? It was. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the video? That's probably one of the worst pieces of
Kuzma
video.
Kuzma pushing him out
Kuzma
to play defense.
To get his man. Kuzma pushed him towards a guy with a ball. Like, dude, get out there. What are you doing? And, you know, that's how bad it was last year. There was another one where LeBron left his man wide open. And the guy knocked down an open three, and LeBron put his hands up like what was that? No, that was your guy.
Yeah, yeah. Look, drinking wine on the sidelines. I mean, a lot of bad looks last year.
There were a lot of bad looks, and this year I think he came out with like the vengeance to try to prove to people that no, he's not done. And he, for the most part, he's played really well.
He's leading the league in assists.
No, I get it.
This is not what you expected. You go, LeBron.
We'll see how long it lasts. As far as, father time is undefeated. And people can act like you're going to play like that forever. 17 years is unbelievable, to be
right.
honest.
But still, the Lakers needed to start big because of all the disappointing seasons. The Clippers, hey, we got Kawhi, we got Paul George. All right, we can kind of motor our way to the playoffs and everything.
They
is
know
fine
that they're going to make the playoffs. Right.
The Lakers, because of the recent history they have in which they've been terrible, and last year where they told fans, be patient and let LeBron get into things, it never materialized. You can't say be patient again when you had Anthony Davis. Now you have two of the top five players in the NBA. So they needed this start. Well, they'll come back to the mean a little bit, and you will see some load maintenance days disguised as well. LeBron's dealing with a tweaked hammy or a tweaked calf, or we're sitting him out this game. You'll see that, and they'll kind of come back to the pack a little bit. But they needed this start because they couldn't get out to a start where suddenly finger-pointing would happen, the fans and the media would get all uneasy, and there would be a lot of unrest, and whose fault is it? LeBron is not Kobe, and suddenly you're dealing with a lot of crap. So the Lakers needed that start right here. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming up next, hey, it's not quite a Christmas Eve gift to me, but it's a Christmas Eve gift to all of us. We'll tell you about it coming up next, Fox.
Wrangler makes cool jeans for guys who want to look and feel good. I was always a sweatpants guy myself over the years until I tried out a pair of Wrangler jeans, and now Wrangler is the way to go. I would actually wear it to work out and get on the treadmill with my Wrangler jeans. Wrangler has great new styles you haven't seen yet with all the comfort you'd expect from Wrangler. Wrangler has jean styles to fit all kinds of men like our host and our guests. The jeans are great. I like the cowboy cut personally and the retro relaxed fit boot cut. That's the one I would go with, but there's plenty of choices. Wrangler's making jeans look great for a night out at the movies, the game. I've even seen some celebs rocking them at clubs. Wrangler has all the latest styles, straight leg, slim fit, tapered, premium washes. The jeans are versatile and comfortable. No matter the look you're going for, the mood you're in, they have what you want. They're timeless. They have all of today's most popular styles. Go to Wrangler.com/Patrick to find your new favorite jeans. Wrangler, wear with abandon. Once again, I invite you to go to Wrangler.com/Patrick to find your new favorite jeans. Wrangler, wear with abandon. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com. clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
Fox Sports Radio, The Dan Patrick Show, Christmas Eve. Happy Christmas Eve. Happy second day of Hanukkah. Celebrating the holidays here at Fox. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes today. As Rob Parker gets set for a full day of eggnog.
Oh, yeah.
Right after the show is over.
Spiked eggnog, is that what we're doing?
Start chugging it.
Well, I'll be back a little later on tonight for The Odd Couple, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Chris Broussard's on vacation this week, but we'll be holding it down.
All right, very nice.
And you got your show tonight, too, as well.
No, this is it. I'm done. Now I get to go to dinner tonight with my friends. We do dinner on
Christmas Eve. Which is very
nice. They're going to do is say, dude, Adam Gase is crazy. And I'm going to say, oh, yes, now I got to talk about this for the entire night.
Yes.
That's how it goes. In sports, information is vital. It's no different when you're shopping for a car. That's why True Car shows you what other people paid for the car you want. So when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car, visit True Car. At least people aren't going to say to me, hey, dude, you said last night was going to be the Kirk Cousins game. No, that's gone because
is that right?
Adam Gase story
Adam
today.
Gase is going to trump your ridiculous call for Kirk Cousins to do something he's never done in his career. Is that it?
Manish Mehta, Jets insider with the New York Daily News, published this piece this morning in which Adam Gase is not portrayed in a very favorable light when it comes to the New York Jets. The Daily News learned that Gase has privately told people for months that the Jets fans, diehard fans, have never mattered to him.
Oh, that's nice coming from a coach of a team in that city.
Quote, I'm rich as blank has become Gase's go-to line since taking over. He's repeatedly said it to anyone that mentions the criticism this year. It's become his defense mechanism. According to a Jets source, he is an insecure guy. So number one now, I don't care about the fans. Now this story is out and the fans already hate him more because you never take on the fans and win. No one can ever, as big a player or a coach as you are, take on the fans and win.
The fans will always win. I always say it.
Yep.
Don't take on the fans. Don't take on the media.
And not only that, he's saying, I'm rich as blank. It's like, dude, what is...
To rub people's faces in it, you don't have to say that. You just don't say that to people who have to play. You know what? People give up hard-earned money. They're not making six figures. They're saving their money, right, to go buy tickets to go to games. That's what they do. And then you're going to rub my face in it on how rich you are and you don't give a damn about us. And when I say that, I mean fans thinking that you don't care.
According to the report, Gase has also said behind closed doors that his give a blank meter is low since he's got enough money in the bank now because of this deal with Christopher Johnson, who signed him, who said in the middle of the season, Gase is our coach this year and next year.
Oh, really?
Oh, on Jets, yo. This is such a typical, this is so totally Jets.
This is your
team.
Here
on Christmas Eve, the Jets can't have nice things. And we get this story on Christmas Eve that just reinforces knowing that Adam Gase is a bad coach.
Is this coal in your stocking? Is that basically what this is?
Look, the only silver lining is now, is this a Christmas gift in which the Jets now have to reassess that he's the guy for the team and they make a different decision in the offseason? Or is this, hey, guess what? Blank you because you're stuck with Adam Gase for at least one more year.
I got a text from a former executive in sports. Not like, I'm not saying what sport or who he is.
Okay, what did Mike Tannenbaum say?
And basically,
What did Wayne Fonts tell you?
Yes. And basically, I said to this executive that he should be fired. And that executive said to me, spot on. Like, that is as bad. You want to talk about PR? Do you want to talk about PR for an organization and have to deal with your fans and have a coach and have this hit the Daily News for everybody to read and everybody around the country? It's a bad look. And where are the Jets? Where's the comment? Are they going to ignore this? Can you ignore this,
no, you
Jason?
Can't. You can't.
You can't ignore this.
But he's going to not have a press conference. And when he does, he'll have his hat really low. The lower his hat gets on his head, the more pissed Adam Gase gets. He's got that hat really, really low looking at tacos as they're flying around. The bottom line is he's not a good coach, and he believes so much in what he does, which is great, but he's also someone that doesn't believe in bending at all. And when you go from being fired as a head coach because you didn't win enough games, you got blown out in games. Well, he doesn't give a blank because he's rich. But when you go from being fired because you don't win enough games and the players don't like you, and then you see players like Ryan Tannehill doing so well not around Adam Gase, and you get another job right away, you're never going to have any self-reflection that, okay, maybe I need to change a little bit the way I do things. No, according to Manish Mehta, this report, he's not going to change the way he does things. And how is that going to work for the Jets? They're still 6-9. Sam Darnold in the offense has not come along at all, and he's found a way to take the best running back in the NFL and not use him. I'm sorry, but even if you don't like to feature running backs, you got to find a way to get Le'Veon Bell the football more. But he's been a guy that in the offseason now, if Adam Gase is going to be the coach, yeah, they have to trade him because they may as well get something for him if they're not going to use him. I mean, what team has the best player in the game at their position and says, nope, I'm not going to use him? Adam Gase is a bad coach, and I'm stuck with him.
And you know what? Maybe we should, that T-shirt we're talking about for Adam Gase.
Oh, I'm rich as blank.
No, it should be now. I'm rich co-tied as blank.
Oh,
that should be the T-shirt. I'm rich co-tied as blank. One of my buddies sent me that. That's pretty funny.
Look, here's another part of the column about how the team views him as a glorified offensive coordinator. He doesn't even participate in the defensive side of practice. There's been practices this year where when the defense is doing things, he's got his back turned to the field, he's talking to the offense, and there's times where the defense is still practicing and Gase has left the practice field. The team is looking at Greg Williams as their de facto leader. The defensive players look at Greg Williams as the de facto leader. And why are the Jets playing okay? The defense is keeping them in all of these games. You know,
and
Sam Darnold
has
played better, but Sam Darnold's not throwing for 4 touchdowns a week. This is a defense that has no playmakers. They can't cover anybody. They don't have any linebackers that make plays. They can't get to the quarterback, and still they're shutting teams down and forcing turnovers. This is why the team is winning. And to see Adam Gase continue to allow to operate when these are the stories that you, this is not the first you've heard stories like this. This is the third or fourth.
But this is really,
in this the past
is really,
few weeks.
This is really bad. It rubs the fans' face in it. And if the Jets, New York Jetropolitans, don't come out and try to, like, squash this, or, you know what I mean, or have Adam Gase stand up there and talk about his respect for the fans and people, you know, pay their hard-earned money, even though I don't believe that they will.
No, that's not the Jets' way.
It's a bad look for the Jets and for Gase. I mean, seriously, going forward.
But at least to put the spin on this is that sometimes this is why I exist, because my sports teams are futile and they never win. And so if your team is having a bad time,
at least they're consistent.
Right. Yeah, I don't expect a lot because I know how it's going to go. But I'm here for you. I'm here for everybody because you can say, listen, my team's not playing well. They've not been had a good last couple of seasons. I don't like the head coach. I don't like the manager. I don't like my quarterback. I don't like who my outfield is. Just realize that you're rooting for teams that are better than mine. And, you know, it's always nice to know that there's someone below you that's having a more miserable sports existence. And that makes you happy. So I'm here for that. It's a good Christmas wish for you.
It is a good Christmas wish.
I'm here for that.
And I hope you and your family have a great Christmas. Enjoy your family. Got the big Christmas Eve dinner tonight.
Hopefully I'm opening a bunch of good gift cards tomorrow.
Exactly,
and you're
me
getting
too.
Gift cards as well.
I'm good with the gift cards. I'll go out and get what I want. I know what I want.
For Rob Parker, I'm Jason Smith. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Rob back at it later on today. Happy holidays. This is Fox Sports Radio.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.